Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just heard about the cold front coming through this weekend. It's hitting early this year. Sometimes it is sunny and still in the 50s, but not this year. And that means as kids are out waiting for the bus or we have snow days like we've already had, they need coats. And in order to do that and keep kids warm, we need your help.
We have coats for kids going on right now, as we do every year. So you can text your gift to 44321 or look for a link at KMBZ.com for coats for kids. You can donate $25. That buys one new coat. $50 buys two. $75 buys three. You get the idea.
How many does $300 buy?
$300?
Yeah.
Be divided by four.
Carry the one.
I don't know. A lot.
12? So is it 12?
I think so. Yeah. Sure.
I think it's 12.
Four.
I think I'm right.
Yeah, it would be. It would be 12. You're right. Yeah.
Four times three is 12.
That.
We got there.
100 gets you four, then 300 gets you 12. Yeah. We know math.
My God. One of us did.
We're good at it.
I was stymied. Anyway, the more money we raise, the more kids that we can help keep warm. And we also will have Pinnacle Bank coming in at 1 p.m. to do a check presentation for kids.
Yes, they've been a partner with us for a really long time. Again, there's a lot of demand for the giving that businesses do, and they choose us. They choose you, which is just great. So we'll do that coming up here at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
All right, we go to McPherson, Kansas, for this next story. McPherson, not the biggest school district we have in the state, but notable. It's right in the middle. Would go due south of Salina. And there is a middle school in McPherson that, according to Channel 5, is trying to get kids with less screen time, which is something we also talk about. We're trying to get phones away from kids, but they're overloaded with screen time. Yeah. And in schools, we use iPads and other devices like that. Kids take them home, Chromebooks, in order to help with their education. But that's more screen time. And so what they're trying to do now is they are moving away from assigning each child a personal Chromebook at this. And it's just at this middle school. So we're not there with any other level yet. But they said under the new system, students will no longer take a Chromebook with them each night. Instead, the students will find carts in their homerooms where they can check out a Chromebook for the duration of their assignment and then put it back. Does that mean they're still taking it home with them for the duration of the assignment or still can?
I took it the other way, that they'll have it at school, but
and
then they can't
bring
take it
back.
Home.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just very confusing. But either way, they're not going to have it at home every night. They're only going to have it when they need
tool.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Parents are excited about it. They want their kids to be happy and successful, take away some of those social anxieties. They said they've already seen some of the benefits from the policy change. There was one parent that said, "My kids are already enjoying going outside more and playing football with the neighbor kids. We've even gone back to playing board games."
Mm.
Okay.
I hate to do this two topics in a row, but I'm torn on this one too, because I agree with them that one of the major detriments to modern kiddom and being a child these days is too much screen time, too much time spent inside, not enough time playing on your own. Not enough independent play. Mm-hmm. Not enough imaginative play where you're actually just using your brain to entertain yourself. At the same time, Chromebooks weren't like open where you can go on.
Right.
At least with my kids, they're not. Maybe they were there. But yeah, you can't just go on any website on these Chromebooks. They're specific to whatever you're supposed to be learning in school. I'm sure if my teenage son was here, I could ask him. I'm sure there's like a way you could hack them and go to a different browser or something like that. I'm sure there's a way around that.
I have a Chromebook that I use only for video. I don't use it anymore because it's too old and it doesn't do anything anymore. But it only the advantage of it is that it does only apps, but Chrome is one of them. the browser, the Chrome browser is one of them.
Yeah, and but so, I think they're very restricted.
And they can.
Right, what websites they can even access through it. So it's not like they're going on Roblox or another video game site or playing Minecraft on these things. So I don't know how much of a difference it makes there. But I will say, to the point of view of the school and why this might be a good thing, is it does encourage kids to not just want that Chromebook. It wants them, is like, you know what? I got a taste with that Chromebook.
Yeah.
Now I want a phone.
Right.
Now I want my own laptop at home. Now I want an iPad. And why don't I have a TV in my room and that stuff, which is detrimental. And I mean, the reason one-to-one Chromebooks sounded good was because of textbooks. It was because kids, instead of having to carry around
a
crap load of textbooks, and also just easier for them because then you don't have to worry about them losing it. It's just a PDF file that's kept on that Chromebook, and you don't have to worry about them losing them and having to. I mean, my son is in high school. He carries just his. They have MacBooks in Blue Valley.
Yeah,
just carries his MacBook home with him every day. And that's it. Like, I literally had a back issue I started to develop in high school because of how heavy my backpack was. And because I didn't have time to go back to my locker and change.
I was just going
to
say, do you remember the stress of that?
Yes.
Of not having time to go back. Heaven forbid your locker was at the far end of the building.
Mine
was. And one of your classes was at the other end of the building. And you were carrying. And they didn't like that either. They didn't like you carrying. We couldn't have backpacks in class.
Nope.
Because of all the other stuff you were going to bring with you they didn't want.
Mine was at the far end of the school, and I went to a weird school where it was like this open campus thing. It was a college that had been turned into a high school, and I had to run across campus if I was going to even try. So I had to carry every single textbook with me all day, and it hurt. So it's they're heavy, they're expensive, it costs a lot of money. Mm-hmm. The textbook stuff got insane. So I get where that's why I'm torn. I get the purpose of Chromebooks and MacBooks. At the same time, I do see where they can be detrimental, and it just encourages kids to use screens more, and that's not good for us.
And the more they have it at home, the more possibility that they're going to find a way around the controls. You know, that's the 100%. Worry.
They're not idiots.
Yeah.
Kids are so smart when it comes. If you they're like little rats figuring out mazes all the time. That's all they're doing is how can I get that cheese? And the cheese being YouTube.
The downside to them that we don't talk about, and maybe it's not an issue in McPherson, is that not every kid has internet access at home.
Yeah.
Which you need in order to use your MacBook or unless you're just doing assignments where you're just filling them in and you're not uploading them or doing anything, which maybe schools have figured out ways where you don't need internet. But the other thing I like about this is that in the story, it tells us that it's getting that in classrooms, then teachers also are using them less, that they're going back to just pen and paper and how we were taught, which isn't a bad thing either. They're in an effort to get kids less inclined to use the screens. Also in school, they're keeping them away more. I don't think this works in high school because I think you're going to need them too much in high school. They're going to assignments take longer. Kids are slower. They're at varied speeds, but
It's not just about pulling the social studies textbook out of your desk. It's having to carry it with you. I know that Quentin actually grew up in this system because that's how old we are.
Thank you.
You actually got a Chromebook or a MacBook?
Yeah, I live in what has been referred to as God's country. So
specifically.
Yeah, up in the Northland. Liberty School District gave us MacBooks when I was a freshman. We didn't have that when I was in middle school. That was, I think, the year after I was out of the middle school system. That's when they started to give the kids Chromebooks. And I think even the elementary school students have some form of a tablet that they can use. But it was really nice to have the MacBook for a few different classes. One, the teachers used a website called Blackboard. And what it was is it was a place for us to turn in our assignments. It was just a virtual way to turn our stuff in. And with the use of AI and stuff, writing papers, it has a plagiarism like searcher on it. So it makes it more difficult for students to just like steal stuff. So that's one benefit. Two, it's also nice because like teachers would put their PowerPoints on there. And so if I was out of class, I could just relook at the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
It was nice for like debate because, you know, we would pull briefs and stuff like that. And that's how, I mean, just having the MacBook with us in class. Now on the flip side, me and my friends turned in some Ocean's 11 hackers and we would absolutely bypass school firewalls. That's, I mean, we spent lunchtime was all of us figuring how to play Balloon Tower Defense 5. That's what we did during our free time.
I remember even when I was in high school, my friend figured out how to play Doom on his Texas Instrument calculator. Like, that's not, and I know, like, you can play Doom on anything, but yeah, kids will figure it out.
Yeah.
Like,
and the less they have the device, the less time they have.
I think that the laptop is a lot like cell phones. Where the teachers need, and I know I hate to put more on teachers, but it's like if you're in a math class, you know, don't have the laptop out because why do you need the laptop out? So I think it has to be very selective. It when I was in college, Northwest has a textbook and technology fee. So when you go to school, I don't buy my textbooks. It's one fee every semester, just flat, and they give you a laptop and they give you the textbooks to use, and that was great in college. Because we were able to do everything right there. So I think it is very situational. I would say that the pros of having a laptop in high school probably outweighed the harms. I think it's crazy to give middle schoolers and younger kids some sort of a tablet or a laptop when you're that young. I don't think they need it.
Textbooks in college were so expensive.
I know. I went
to... Ridiculous. And then you'd sell them back. They're like, oh, well, you can sell them back.
Yeah for 17 cents.
Yeah, for $5 on the book you spent $150 on.
I went to...
Or they wouldn't use that book next year for that class and it wasn't worth anything.
Maple Woods for my first 2 years. And I went through Maple Woods through the A-plus program. So the state paid for my school there, except for textbooks. I had to pay for that myself. You have no idea.
Oh, $500 a semester
just, like,
was
right
nothing.
Then and there.
Yeah.
You like follow this old lady around as she's grabbing textbooks. And then, you know, then you get the professor that wrote the textbook that's going to be used in class. And it's like, I feel like that's a little bit of conflict of interest.
Yeah.
So it's one of the reasons I went to Northwest was because it was a flat fee every semester. I didn't have to worry about it. It was just built into my tuition.
You guys have no idea how good you have it.
What kids are missing out on, though, without textbooks now is, like, you'd flip through it and see what other people had written.
Or highlight it. I mean, there was an advantage to textbooks. This is one thing is highlighting text and you know, and studying that way. And, but that's okay.
I just remember I still remember this vividly. My social studies textbook from seventh grade, we were studying the Revolutionary War is all in there. And whoever had it before me had just written a thought bubble above George Washington that just said gay.
Yep, that sounds about right.
That's it. That way you reduced it all. That's what that was. And I don't know. It just made me laugh. Like, gay. Like that's what George Washington was going around thinking. Anyway, I don't know. I think it's good.
Yeah, it's not bad. And if you want to weigh in, 913-586-7788, I'll give them credit. I've not heard of anyone doing this. I also don't know what percentage of middle schools give their kids Chromebooks in the first place.
It's
a lot.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, well, I know Blue Valley has for years. When we lived in Boston, they did, and moving back here. Finn doesn't have them yet. Well, Finn's only in the third grade, but I think starting like next year is when they start with them.
So that Wi-Fi thing that you figured out and been all sneaky about might have to change.
Have to figure that out.
Yeah. We can take a quick call here before we go to a break. Yeah, why not? Ashley's in KC. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. Hey, guys. I love this idea because it gives me one less thing to worry about my kids tearing up. Quite frankly, they're expensive. If your kids tear them up, luckily the school district my boys were in, they offered for $25 insurance on them, and that covered the whole year. So we got that every year. But you guys are exactly right. My sons had them hacked within a couple of minutes from the time that they got them. So it was literally no big deal to them. You know, you put these kids on robotics teams and you put them in these computer
coding classes.
Yeah, and you want them to learn all about computers. And my sons, their dad has a master's in computer science, so they've been literally learning about computers since the time they could walk. So it's nothing for them to figure it out, and they're smart enough that they're both graduated now or will be in 19 days, but they were smart enough that they would put the firewall back on it before they turned the computers back in.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So, no, yeah, these kids are way smarter than a lot of people want to give them credit for. I know you guys aren't included in that, but yeah, don't let them take them home. If they want to do that stuff, at least make them work for it.
100%.
Love it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ashley.
Yeah.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
All right. 913-586-7798. Don't forget, coming up at 1, we'll have Pinnacle Bank on with a check presentation for Coats for Kids. Next, we're going to talk about this. 15% cap on property assessments in Jackson County. That's according to Phil Lavota.
Rules were clarified yesterday.
Some rules were clarified.
Yes.
Is that enough? Does that make up for the last couple of years?
Nothing will make up for the last couple of years.
There's your answer. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
It's nice to be able to announce some good news coming out of Jackson County when it comes to property tax assessments and genuinely have it just be good news. Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota did a news conference yesterday, and he updated some of the things that they are doing to make things right from the 2023 assessments that were just a big mess. And in the original announcement that he made a few weeks ago, one of the problems that people had with it was that if you appealed, if you got your assessments and you appealed, it was sort of like too bad. Like, you already went through that process. You were kind of stuck with that. That is not going to be the case. He announced that the 2023 residential tax assessment increases will be capped at 15%, even if, you know, you had the chance to appeal and that appeals process took a while. Even if you went and you appealed and your appeal got you to 20%.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
or whatever it was, he says it's going to go down to 15%. The best thing about it is that if you are in that group of people that appealed and reached an agreement, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You don't have to fill new forms. You don't have to go to a hearing. You don't have to contact anybody. The updated reduction will be applied automatically.
It would be funny if they said, but if you appealed, because remember their whole thing, this is when Frank White was still county executive. Their whole thing was, hey, if you appeal, it actually might go up even higher than the one that you got.
Yeah.
Like, you think it was bad now, then don't even try to fight this because it's just going to get worse. It'd be funny if they said, if you appeal, it's you're screwed. Like, it's still going to go up. So 15% cap on the 2023 assessments is good.
No matter what.
No matter what. A couple of questions. One, does this help rebuild trust? Or does it just make something that seems broken seem a little less painful?
I hope so. I hope. Yeah. Now, Phil Lavoda is only going to be in this job for a year because he said he's not going to run for it in a year. But he's acted pretty quickly. I mean, he's come in and he's acted pretty quickly to fix things. Now, the thing I would say is, we'll see how this plays out. Remember, it's going to be 3 years that those tax credits are going to go on. I mean, will it roll out and be as seamless as he thinks it will be? But I think there's reason to be hopeful. Yeah. I mean, he came in and he said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to follow state law.
Yeah.
And we still don't know. I mean, we asked him the question when we had him here. Taxing bodies now for those 3 years are not going to get somehow somebody's not getting money that they thought they might get. But that's not our problem. That's a different day's problem. But in answer to your question, I hope so. I hope that this sets the tone for sticking to that 15% increase.
I guess. Yeah. My next question was going to be, is that something we're going to see going forward from now on? Is that because a lot of counties have done that where they've capped assessment increases.
I hope so, which is not a great answer to your question either. It's state law.
Yeah.
And that was part of the reason it was drug out was that Frank White didn't agree that it was state law. He said, no, it's because there were a couple of formulas that conflicted. And then the state tax commission came in and said 15%. We are unconflicting this for you. We are telling you this is what it is. And the county still disagreed. Frank White still disagreed. What this is saying to me is, hey, we're going to follow the law. And the law says it can only go up 15%. And that's still a lot. I mean, the idea that it could still go up 15% every 2 years when they do assessments is still significant.
Because if that could be within 4 years and it's gone up 30%.
Oh, yeah, it could be ridiculous. But there were people whose assessments went up 200% in 1 year. Without assessors looking at the property, they just picked those numbers. Yeah. I'm optimistic for once.
I mean, it's good that something's getting done. And it would be crazy if after all the reason that Phil is in the position that he's in now is it because of Frank White and because of the screw up here, if something wasn't being done as soon as possible.
Yeah.
But it is really heartening to see something being done so quickly.
And infuriating. Like, if it was this simple,
oh yeah, yeah.
Why didn't it have to be this hard?
Which I think is why people were so frustrated.
Yeah,
and that why he was the first county executive ever, recalled was because it was like, this isn't that complicated. It's a state law. Why are you disagreeing with it just to piss people off? Like, does the county need money that badly? Do you need money that badly? Like, why?
Ego, I think, is the only answer.
It's you don't get to pride. Tell me.
Yeah, yeah, pride. Yeah, I'm in charge, and the voters elected me, and you're not going to tell me that I'm wrong. I'm the boss. And then, you know, a little petition drive took care of that. It gives me, I mean, we don't know who's going to eventually be county executive, but what it doesn't do still is it doesn't take care of people who sold their houses in the last 3 years, 2 years since all of this happened. It doesn't make everything right, but it does the most that's possible, I assume. You can't, because that would be a mess to try to find the people who, if you sold your house, it's the buyer of your house that gets the benefit now, not you. But it's better than nothing. So,
all right. Coming up, if you've heard ABC News, they've talked about this quite a bit. It's a huge story out of entertainment today. Netflix has bought Warner Brothers.
Man, and HBO is in that.
Which includes HBO.
Yeah.
Which it just seems like just yesterday, Warner Brothers and Discovery bought HBO. But mm-hmm. now Netflix is buying them. And is this actually good for us as consumers of entertainment? Does this lead to anything positive? And a bigger question I have, seeing more and more stories like this, whether it's Disney buying up everything, now Netflix buying up, what happened to antitrust?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to monopolies?
Monopolies, yeah.
Why on earth are so many big companies allowed to just swallow up smaller ones at the detriment of us as consumers? We'll talk about that next. And keeping an eye on the FIFA World Cup announcement that should be coming. Any minute now? We're
so Todd Palmer is who I'm following. He works for one of the media outlets, and he's tweeting about it as we go. Okay. But so far, I need Quentin to look at this. Because we're getting group letters, not numbers. And this is where I get confused. So that's, and they're talking about who we're going to host. We're going to sort this out before we talk about it on the air, though.
We'll regroup and talk about it coming up on midday.
The announcements are underway in terms of where the teams are going to go and who they're going to play for the World Cup that is coming up next year in Kansas City and 10 other cities in the U.S., along with Canada and Mexico. We're learning a little bit. In an hour, I think we're going to know a little bit more, but Quentin sorted it out. What do we know now that we didn't know 40 minutes ago?
Okay, I have four very specific days. I don't know who's playing in those yet, but... Let me pull. Okay, Tuesday, June 16th.
Okay,
we'll be at Arrowhead.
Okay,
Friday, June 17th, which means my birthday is on a Sunday next year. At Arrowhead again. Friday.
Subtle hint that his birthday is coming up.
Friday, July 3rd, which will be
at Arrowhead.
They're all at Arrowhead. This one will be first group and third place finishers. So this is like that's. Not a quarterfinal match, but that's kind of like, that's a playoff match.
Okay.
And then the quarterfinal game will be Saturday, July 11th.
Okay. 4th of July weekend around here is going to be crazy.
Yeah. Mm.
That's going to be nuts with that game on a Friday. Huh. Okay. That's what we know right now.
That's what we know right now. I mean, like you said, we will get more information, especially tomorrow. We'll know way more on Monday, but
this time tomorrow, we'll know who plays in Kansas City.
But those are the four... Those are four dates that games will be played here.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. You're right. It is kind of like it's very much like the NFL. It feels NFL. Like this is being drug out for as long
the
as...
The announcement for the... When the announcement is going to happen will be announced.
Right.
Any minute now. Mm-hmm. It is. It's just making everything into a spectacle. And that's, you know, that's fine. That's part of sports. That's fun.
Yes.
Speaking of spectacles, CNN is reporting that Netflix and Warner Brothers Discovery struck a major content deal allowing Netflix to carry a deep slate of Warner-owned programming, including premium titles that once defined cable and streaming competition. So they're going to be having like The Sopranos, The Wire, all of the best content from HBO, I'm assuming. The Pitt probably be on there.
Yeah, I mean, that's HBO.
Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones prequels, all that stuff. This is just part of a growing trend where there's no rivalry anymore.
Mm-mm.
It's just parasites feeding off of each other. It's like that cartoon where it's a little fish getting eaten by a bigger fish, getting eaten by a bigger fish, getting eaten by a bigger fish.
Yeah.
That is what the market.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Places anymore. There's no competition.
How much do we pay for Netflix right now?
I don't pay for Netflix.
I pay.
But I know it's like $25 a month.
I think I pay $19. Right yeah. Now, how high? This is the problem, right? Among the problems is
$25 is okay. For premium. Yep.
Okay. So is that going to go up to 50?
I mean, yeah, because you're getting HBO too, right?
Yeah, because you're getting all the they're going to say do the math. You used mm-hmm. to pay for all these services separately, and now you're going to get it all from us. And the problem with the monopoly is that they can charge whatever they want.
Yeah. It seems like, and maybe it's just the nature of the beast, but it seems like in previous decades and years, a partnership of this size between two giants like this would have triggered a lot of serious antitrust scrutiny. There'd yeah. be like congressional hearings on it. And, you know, because they do that with, and unfortunately, these deals still go through, but, you know, they do that with cable companies.
Yeah.
And like Viacom being bought by Skydance and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big deal. There's no regulation on this.
Right.
Regulators today just seem like, well, it's digital.
It's business.
I don't know. I don't even know how you regulate that.
Yeah,
it's capitalism. Ones and zeros just flying through the air. I can't possibly determine what we're supposed to do with that. And I'll just ask this. Do you feel like we as consumers benefit at all from any of it? Like, because I feel like the quality of entertainment has gone down as far as movies, as far as streaming, as far as TV shows. Like, there's still some good TV shows, but when was the last, like, show that people were really talking about? It's like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, in 2018, you and I both really like The Pit.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not like everybody's getting together
right.
and can't wait to talk about it the next episode.
Yeah. Except that they did release... What they released half the episodes at one time, and then was the second half that came out yeah. one at a time, which yeah. was kind of a nice throwback, you know, to regular yeah. television. Okay, so when I think about who is this good for, I ask, does this get us better programming? Netflix has money, and are they yeah. going to put that into better programming then, or not? I know. Pollyanna, I know, but is it yeah. Netflix has the money? The reason Netflix was able to do this purchase is because they have the money. So does that mean, you know, we won't see some of the restrictions on, will we get longer seasons? Will we get more episodes of things? Will we get more variety, better production value?
I mean, no, because
Netflix will just keep the money.
Netflix will just keep the money and mm-hmm. you'll get less variety. That's what always happens mm-hmm. with a monopoly.
Right.
Is when one company takes over another, they just replace with what works. I mean, we see this all the time in our industry in broadcasting.
Yes.
You know, it used to be the rules were you could only own a couple of stations in any specific area. And then they were like, whatever. Like, yeah. just own as many as you want. And to the point now where it's like, you don't even need to necessarily be in that area to say you're in that area. Mm-hmm. We, by the way, are very much in Kansas City, but the rules have changed on that as well. And then, like, with radio, it also happens in TV. You just replace things with syndication.
Right.
Then you don't have to have local quality stuff. You don't have to have anything that's actually good for the consumer. You just need to have the cheapest thing out there, and people will just have to put up with it, because what else are they going to do?
Quentin, you're cringing in there.
Yeah, I mean, this sucks. I mean, it sucks.
Yeah.
You also have to think about all the other things that, like, HBO owns. Mm-hmm. So they also own DC Comics. Mm-hmm. So yeah. All of that. They run, like, Sesame Street stuff.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do with that?
Netflix bought Sesame Street earlier this year.
So this was testing it out.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. got it. They got it before they bought HBO, but they're kicking themselves for that. Yeah. The streaming world is just shrinking into a giant blob. That's all it's becoming. Like, it's just this amorphous blob.
Who's left then? Okay, so now that Netflix is going to become this massive giant, who's its biggest competitor?
I mean, Hulu? Does Disney count as the competitor?
Yeah. Because
Disney owns, obviously, Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN are all right. Disney okay. stuff.
Because I just ask, who's Netflix going after next? I mean, who are they going to buy next?
Is Paramount still its own Disney. Thing?
Wasn't Paramount a part of this deal?
No, Paramount's okay. not part of it.
I know Paramount's being bought out, but I don't remember what.
It's being bought by somebody else. Yeah.
Skydance. But, yeah, they're buying Paramount Global. Yeah.
What's that? The Peacock. Which one is it? CBS?
That's
it's NBC.
NBC.
I think they are... Who owns... See, this is
It's
pathetic.
Hard to keep track anymore.
Who owns NBC? Comcast. Owns NBC.
Oh.
So I could see that mm-hmm. that going away at some point. Yeah.
So there's what, four companies?
That's where I think the rare red line might start getting drawn, is where it's like, well, we can't have one company own NBC and CBS.
Right.
Like, that would be crazy. Yeah. Those are classic competitors. That would be like, you know, you can't have Pizza Hut and McDonald's owned by the same people or something like that.
At that point, though, just get Pizza rid of Hut one.
Pizza Hut and Taco Bell are owned by the same company, so I don't know.
What do we have right now? Long John Silver's in the same building as KFC?
Yeah, Yum Brands. I believe they own Pepsi and Taco Bell.
Well,
and
Pepsi
Pizza
bought
Hut.
Those companies to sell Pepsi in because Pepsi products weren't selling. So they're like, we'll just buy restaurants and then sell our and exclusively sell our products in there.
It's brilliant.
And, you know, Quentin and I were talking about this a little bit yesterday off air. When I look at this, I think, why? Why did Netflix have to do this? Why was this so important?
More money. Bigger.
Because you can make more money. For what purpose? Why? Like, Elon Musk wants to be the first trillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you have a problem. Like, you have an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You have a serious psychological issue that you don't seem to be addressing. Because it'd be one thing if you're saying, I have, and he does have a lot of children, but if you said, like, I have an entire country I need to take care of, so I need to be a trillionaire to make sure I need to, but that's not what he's doing with the money. He's not sharing. He's not going, I need to earn that money so that then I can take care of a lot more people.
He's not Bill Gates or the former Mrs. Bezos.
Money than he'll ever be able to spend. If he wanted to say, even if he was saying, I need to have a bigger yacht, okay, you could buy every yacht on the planet.
Is it not ego? Isn't this just, and I keep saying this today, is this not just narcissism?
This is just ego.
This is
ego.
I can. I like playing with business, and I can.
So we can say we're the biggest.
Right.
Not the best. We're not the best.
It won't be.
Nobody's going to argue that.
Yeah.
But we can say we're the biggest, and that's all that matters.
Right.
And that's, like, ridiculously weird that that's the standard that we're willing to accept from these people. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I would like to use artificial intelligence to resurrect my favorite president, Teddy Roosevelt. To come back in modern times.
Yeah, the trust buster.
To mm-hmm. trust bust and to, you know, help our national parks. And then he can go back to his resting place.
Well, I mean, the national parks are going to start charging people to go there. So that's,
international visitors are going to have to, which that's not totally unusual either, but yeah. Unusual
God
for
forbid
us.
We weren't making money off of something, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, that's the most important.
Even more money. Yeah.
I know. It's like, that's America. You're supposed to. But really think about it for a minute. Why do you think it's so important to be the richest guy on the planet? if it's not a psychological defect, where it's just so you can feel like your money makes you better than other people when it doesn't. It goes back to like some kind of primordial, I need to have the most meat in my cave, even if I can't eat it all. So, because that means that I'm better than everyone else. I have the most toys. Mm-hmm. So I'm more successful. I'm the kid with the most NES games, you know. It's just a sad psychological, pathological need.
They watched The Hobbit and they're like, that Smaug dragon's pretty cool.
Yeah, 100%. He can't do anything with the gold. He's a dragon, but he loves sitting on it. It must be really comfortable, that gold. No? Yeah, he's like Scrooge McDuck diving into his pool. Gold would be really uncomfortable to swim in, but you know what? Scrooge makes it work.
Stock prices are down today and have been for, I'm on Netflix. It's down.
The Netflix stock is down?
Yeah. Mm. It's down today. It's down since December 2nd. It's down all week.
Didn't we talk about, like 6 months ago, about the reason they were raising their prices was because they were cash poor? The company had no...
But now they have $72 billion to spend.
So either they were lying, which I feel like, you know, breaks the law, or, I don't know, maybe everybody's mom signed up for Netflix after they were so worried.
Yeah, they had to split accounts and...
Anyway.
Great.
913.
I feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
913-586-7798. Speaking of warm and fuzzy inside, if you want to donate... If you want to actually put your money to good use,
yes,
unlike the Elon Musks and Netflixes of the world, then go to KMBZ.com and search for the link for Coats for Kids, or just text KMBZ Coats at 44321. 44321. You can donate there. We're taking donations for Coats for Kids, and we'll have Pinnacle Bank on at 1 p.m. To donate money to Coats for Kids. That's coming up midday.
Do you have your white elephant list ready to go?
Yes.
For the list coming up?
Well, good to go is it may be a little bit too strong of a word. I have it. I'm sorting it right now.
Oh, I was kind of reorganizing mine a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure on what my number one will be.
Okay. I like that we don't know these ahead of time. It's always better that we didn't, because sometimes we give it to Quentin early so that we can put it up online.
I think it's better when it's just a mystery. If we have the
big
same
surprise.
One, who cares? Yeah.
This would be, if we have the same one on this one, that would be like mind meld. We're reading each other's minds at that point.
I don't think there's any way you have the same, because what I'm leaning towards on number one is nowhere. I don't think it's
very obscure
wheelhouse. Yeah. Well, okay. It's not a very Jamie pick, I think.
Well, now I'm curious. Okay. I probably have one, whatever the thing is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
And we're continuing to watch World Cup. Headlines, just nothing new
yet. Is anything decided yet? Are we getting the B group subcategory F?
Canada picked Canada and Mexico picked Mexico. I don't know what that means, but that was just on Twitter.
Fantastic.
Great.
I'm happy. Coming up, we're going to be doing our Friday list where we list off five things and then you guys get to vote on which one is the best. This week, it is best white elephant gifts. What are the best white elephant gifts that you could bring to a party? That is next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.